This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the town where the jazz is swinging high. It's the New Orleans Outsider with Chris Goffmeyer. Oh my, we may be outsiders, but our love for New Orleans is true. So come along as I share it all with you. Sights and sounds, food and drinks, we're here to take a ride with New Orleans Outsider as our guide.
And here are your hosts, Chris Goff, Peter Newkirch, and Justin Appleberry.
Well, you know, there's different levels to restaurants that we go to in New Orleans. And, you know, a lot of the restaurants we've talked about up to this point have been upper tier, places that I personally do not go to on a daily basis or weekly or monthly basis in my hometown of Kansas City. But when I'm in New Orleans, we go to the five-star places. But the place we're going to talk about today is great at the level that it is. That is my hypothesis of all of this. And my name is Chris, and I'm here with Justin and Peter, and this is NOLA Outsider. And we're going to be talking about Curio, which is a Curio Bistro, it's also called. And it's a restaurant that, let me just let you tell you how you found it, Justin, because this is your place.
Right. Well, it was the first time in New Orleans. We were staying at that. Me and my wife would stay at a Hilton because I'm a rewards member. On sort of the edge of the quarter there, and we were just walking along one morning, nice lazily stroll, and thought, we probably need to find some place to eat. And we're coming, I don't know the cross section, but it's on Royal Street and
Danville.
Yeah. So we were coming down Danville, and came across it. It was just a nice, wide open, a lot of windows, you know, open space. And they were just opening up. I think it was probably 8:30. Maybe in the morning, and we're like, let's try this. They had the bottomless mimosas, which my wife's a big fan of, and it was like $15 for bottomless mimosas. So we tried it out and just had a really nice breakfast there. And I think we've been there for lunches and dinners now. So solid, you know, good food and stuff like that. It's not your five star place, but it's a good place to grab some grub. Good atmosphere, great service, great people watching.
Yeah, I think so. When I say that about to kick off the show and talking about different levels, like I think it's only fair to compare what these things are meant to be. You know, I mean, it's not fair to put Curio against Commander's Palace or Restaurant Revolution or GW Finn's. Those kind of places are most of the time dinner only, and they're also fancy. You know, they're dress up. You're talking most likely $100 a head, you know, and those are places that, you know, again, I don't eat like that normally, but when you're in New Orleans and it's the best culinary town in the world or America, at least, I'm like, that's what you're going to do. But, you know, these other times that we find ourselves walking around for breakfast or lunch, you want another place that's, you know, look, it's, you're sweaty or you're wearing a hat or whatever. And you're like, I just want a place to, you know, go into, and it's going to be easy and it's going to be good. And it's not going to be like some, you know, it's not the pageantry of the other places I'm talking about. And that's when you showed us Curio, Justin, because, you know, I think everybody has their place when they go there. You know, of course, Peter and Charlotte, they love Ralph's on the Park because that was the greatest meal ever. And then yes. For you, Justin, it was Curio. that, you know, everybody sort of has a place that they go with their wife or loved one that they're like, you know what, this is our spot. And so the spot that Stacy and I had at first was Napoleon House, which everyone likes that one too. But that was our first sort of place. And we're like, we're coming here every time we come to New Orleans. But Curio is yours. And you were not able to go on the man trip, the guy's trip, Justin, for whatever reason.
Unfortunately, no. Yes, I know.
So we went there without you. And we took Garrett there. He'd never gone. And Travis, I'm not sure if he had gone there either. In fact, had you gone, Peter?
No, first time. Totally on Justin's recommendation.
Okay. Nice. So this is a day that we were just, you know, we had dinner plans every night we were there, but we wanted to find a place, you know, I liken Curio in some ways. I put Coops in the same order. Now, Garrett, our friend Garrett, has differing opinions on Curio and or Coops maybe, but Coops is another place that I think is in the realm of local place, easy to get in and out, good for what it is. And Curio is, you know, when you walk in, like you said, it's at Royal and Bienville, 301 Royal Street. And I was reading about the history of it. So they opened in 2017, but this building, like much things in the French Quarter, built in the 1800s, and it used to be a curio shop, like a curiosity shop. That's how it got its name. That's the owner of the restaurant wanted to keep sort of in the lineage of what it was, so they call it Curio. And you know, I don't know. I found that when you first took us there, Justin, I was like, I don't know, you know, because we're used to these places that look like, you know, Napoleon House looks like it hasn't been touched in 400 years, and Curio has sort of like that vintage look, but also has like sort of modern look too to it. And so when I first walked in, I didn't really know what to expect, but I was pleasantly surprised with what it was. Peter, what did you think?
Yeah, we do invest more time into places where we don't go for dinner. That's always a long conversation over spread out over multiple times. And
of course,
there's negotiations of where and when and how many people and all those things, but we don't put as much investment into the lunch restaurants. And so this was a great pick. You know, one of our other ones that we go to regularly for lunch is Couchon Butcher, uh-huh. As opposed to the restaurant. And you know, there's a couple other places we hit, and this was got top marks from me. Food was great, service was great, atmosphere, the way they laid it out, reading up on it as you did. That looked like probably a gut rehab. They completely redid the building, and it's beautiful inside, very comfortable. It's the right spacing inside. And they talk about the floor-to-ceiling windows. That's one of the few places that really does open up all the windows. That's just a very light, open first floor dining room. The second floor, I walked up there, looked just as nice.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, did you guys eat at the, were you at the first floor or did you go to the second floor?
We were at the first floor. I was going to say, Peter's never been. So one time, Peter, there is a second floor, and we ate there for, I think that was like a late meal one night with Justin and his wife and some other people. So I've gone on both floors, and yeah, it looks the same, nice upstairs as well. But yeah, we were on the first floor, not too far from the bar.
Yeah, they got like a little fireplace, like almost like a living room type setting upstairs. If you're not on the balcony, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the balcony also. Yeah, it's that they advertise that as being one of the balconies that you actually can go out and sit and eat on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this was one thing that Curio has going for it is, like I said, there's a lot of restaurants in the French Quarter that are only open for dinner. You know, so Curio is open, like you said, Justin, it opens most days at 9 o'clock, goes open until 9 to 10 p.m. So you can go in there all day. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think you can have breakfast all day, because I believe I've had breakfast for different meals. It seems like I've had the eggs pontchartrain multiple times at different times of the day.
Yeah, that's my favorite dish. And you can have it all day. Like, I've gone in there for breakfast and had a shrimp po' boy before. So their full menu, if I'm not mistaken, is available all day long.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, you go to their website, the first thing they show is they have bottomless, looks like mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Until 4 o'clock every day, which is another thing to draw you in for that, of course. But I thought
that's rare. That's usually a weekend thing for most places. That's a good part, a good idea on their part to do it every day.
Yeah, and they keep them flowing too. They even give you the to-go cup, you know, if you're not, you get one for the road.
which is rare, because, you know, like when you get used to meet the people that used to work at Olive Garden, they're like, we need you to get in and out of this place within the six songs that play, you know, like whatever they, it was like the six Sinatra songs. And they're like, I always thought it was such a rib when they were like, hey, I'm bottomless pasta bowl. And they'd only come around every 30 minutes. By that time, I'm full. Yeah. No, but that's what the bottomless mimosa and Bloody Mary, just something else to add on. But something else about it, like you said, $15 for that. Like the price range for Curio is another appealing thing. If you're dropping $75 to $150 per person at another place at dinner, I think their main dishes typically are from $13 to $26, which in New Orleans at the French Quarter. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The amount of food you're getting was a pretty damn good deal.
Yeah, great portions.
Yeah, so Justin, like, you have been here more than anybody else. What is your, like, tell me what your and Lily's favorite meals are. You said eggs, ponche, and train, but why did you pick that?
It's pretty much an eggs benedict with crab cake, right? I love crab. Or crab meat. Is it crab cake or crab meat? I can't remember which one.
It's like it's over crab cakes on the
ponche. Yeah, crab cake, yeah. It's fantastic. Just a unique dish. Really flavorful. Just, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, I saw that and I was pretty much done. I was like, this is what I'm having. And that's been my go-to for breakfast. We eat their breakfast maybe once or twice when we're there. So always hit that. It's delicious. Comes with, you know, the potatoes, not the hash browns. So you get like a little bit more like, you know, full potato type thing. It's fantastic. Great cup of coffee, you know, too. Like a basic just black cup of coffee. It's hard to beat what they got there, Curio. It's fantastic.
You did That's say important. That, and other people, yeah. I don't think we didn't have coffee there, Peter, but yeah, I had heard that their black coffee is, you know, that's important to Peter. I know that too.
Oh, it's very, yeah, there's a couple of restaurants that do great, you know, they're just local restaurants, but they do great breakfast, horrible coffee, horrible. To the point where I'm like, I got to get a cup of coffee before we go down there.
That's just part of it. If you're going to be a great breakfast place, you got to have a good cup of Joe, man.
Yeah.
You got to.
Well, I was reading about the chef, Peter, and I want to get your take on this because her name is Chef Haley Van Vliet, and she was a former sous chef at Kingfish, which I have never been to, but I've seen multiple times. It's in the French Quarter as well. But she's also worked at Cochon Butcher and Broussard's. And so when you're reading about this, I guess she started in Minnesota, went to the West Coast, and now she's in New Orleans. So Curio is not like – so it's in the middle, right? It's not Commander's Palace. It's not G.W. Finn's. It's not fancy like that. But it's also not some, you know, like a cookie-cutter diner food or anything either. It's definitely like, you know, on the higher end of like quality of food. And, what is your take on their menu and what she brings?
Oh, yeah. I mean – at that point, she's got a pedigree, you know, to be able to say that you're Kingfish, Cushon, and Broussard's. You're covering a lot of aspects of the kind of food that's cooked down in that, not just in New Orleans, but that whole region. And, Broussard's is one of the original restaurants. It's one of the original five. So that's still going strong. Cushon, I think that you can see that's where some of the innovation comes from, because Cushon's always looking to push boundaries on what they can do. I enjoyed the meal I had. We had lunch. Actually, we were there for restaurant week, and not always one to go for the restaurant week menu, but it looked great. And I think the only thing we had on was the grit tots, which were very nice. Those are actually something unique. Really like them. I had a turkey Cuban, and it was very well balanced, just delicious all around.
I couldn't remember what you got. So I think Garrett told me it was a turkey sandwich. So you had a turkey Reuben. Okay.
Cuban.
Cuban. Turkey Cuban. Was that on the regular menu, or is that on the
It is on the regular menu.
Okay.
And they just paired together. I remember Travis had the sampler where he claims to have had the best gumbo he's ever had. Which it is great gumbo, because I had it. That's it was the gumbo and the turkey, and the turkey Cuban was what I had. It was. It's a style that they do the black eyed peas. It was duck and black eyed pea gumbo. And I've done that. I've made it myself, and I've had it with black eyed peas. It's delicious. And, you know, I would say it ranks high. I don't know if it's the greatest one I've ever had, but
you've made duck and black eyed pea gumbo. You've made that before?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I usually don't bust out the black eyed peas till like New Year's Day, you know?
So right.
What'd you have? Well, I had the eggs poncho train. I don't know. It's hard to steer away from that. It's really good. And it has like seafood. And my wife and kids are not big breakfast people. So when I'm in New Orleans and they have breakfast like for lunch, I'll definitely always have that, because I'm a big egg guy, or, you know, like, I don't know. I just don't get that down there that often. So I got that. But there was a restaurant week menu. And if you're going to go down there in June, you know, throughout the summer months, New Orleans is good about like continuing to try to do anything to drum up business, even like in June when it's pretty dead down there. I mean, we've talked about it. We could have gone in any restaurant that week. I mean, I was just easily making reservations just to be able to know that we're, you know, what we had planned, but otherwise we could have gotten in anywhere. And so June is restaurant week. They have 1 week in the middle of June that they call restaurant week, which every restaurant that takes part in, there's a ton. And it's not just in the French Quarter, it's in the other districts as well. And they put out their special menu where they have like different things that they don't normally have. And one of those things, I think Travis ordered off that, right, Peter? He got like the fish and chips or something like that.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big platter of
huge portion.
They have a big portion there.
Onion rings and two big pieces of, I think it was redfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was, sometimes, you know, restaurants say a platter and it's plate. This was a platter. That was a big, big chunk of food that he got.
Yeah. He did. I don't think he finished it.
No, he did not.
Which, that's saying something for Travis. I don't know if he hit his limit of grease or not, but
one of the things that's kind of unique about Curio too that I like is that they have a pretty big bar that seats a lot of people. And every time I've been in there with like different bartenders, they've always been really knowledgeable and, you know, real good bartenders. They make good cocktails in there. So if we're like, there have been times that me and Lily would just be walking back to the hotel and we'd stop in there and have a drink or two at the bar. But you could usually find, you know, New Orleans, you know, bar space could be somewhat of, oceanfront property there. It's nice to be able to go in there and have a knowledgeable bartender and a comfortable space to sit too.
That bar was, it runs the better length of the first floor dining room.
Yeah.
But did not feel like it was crowded. Even if every seat at that bar had been taken, you still didn't feel like you were being pushed into the dining room, where you get that sometimes with other restaurants.
Yeah, I think they have like a really nice selection of liquor up there, and their bartender has like, if I recall, they have the whole sort of like shtick. They have, you know, the sort of the vest, and, you know, like they do that in so many restaurants in New Orleans, and it reminded me sort of a Two Jacks bar where they have, you know, it's just a it looks like a guy that you could have plucked out of like 1880s, like, you know, Kansas bar somewhere. The whole experience at the bar is very good. Like, you see people coming in just for drinks in there. They're known for some cocktails there as well, which every place has to have some unique twist on it. And being in New Orleans, you have to have something crazy, you know. But I think the place looks nicer than most places. You know, it's sort of like, you can tell it's got a more modern look. So many places in New Orleans have that sort of grimy, you know, which I like. I like the old style that, you know, you feel like you're in a different century. But But yeah, really, they've done a lot to sort of class up the whole place, but also it's still got that grit too. It's sort of hard to explain.
It still has the vibe and the feel of a New Orleans spot, but it just, it has a different dynamic and feel to it. Yeah, it's maybe a little bit more modern, a little bit quote unquote clean.
Yeah. No, it was. I mean, look, I've been to so many other places that that I sort of on the outside look like Curio. But when you go in, that they do not have the same appeal as Curio after you leave, you know. there's several. I probably shouldn't say them because, you know, we're positive here. But but there are several that have sort of the same look as Curio, I guess, on the outside. And it looks just maybe like a – and to Garrett's point, which we were talking about, the our friend Travis saying it was the best best part of a meal or best meal he had was the duck and Dewey and black eyed pea gumbo at Curio, which, I mean, that's some high praise considering he was like eating at Restaurant Revolution and Tableau. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Muriel's. So I don't know how much he had to drink when he said that, but
he's prone to grand statements too.
Yeah, he's hyperbolic, but I think anyone that has a sampler plate is catering to tourists, right, Peter?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so that's
they
what
call
that
it the tour of New Orleans. So it's telling you right there that this is for first timers to get a little try of everything,
which is fine. I mean, they're in the dead center of Royal Street in the middle of French Quarter. So, I mean, that's not a shot, but
they're
like tasting.
Said, they're close to the hotels. So you're going to get that crowd that's coming in.
So Coops has the same thing. Yeah. I'd say to Coops, Coops had like a, hey, try, you can have fried chicken. They're known for that, but they also had, hey, you can have, try three or four of these things too, which they have like the rabbit jambalaya. But here at Curio, their Taste of New Orleans, which is you can either select three or four of these. Select three is $23. Select four is $28. You can go from the crawfish etouffee, the Creole jambalaya, the duck andouille and black eyed pea gumbo, or red beans and rice. And I think he got all four, and I think he was happy with all of it. I mean, it was, but good. You know, I think it's a place that you walking in, you might think, hey, this is going to be sort of like I went to this place, and it's way better than a lot of these other places that are sort of touristy spots that you might just sort of stumble into just because you don't know what you're doing. Actually, I think Curio is sort of underrated. You know, I don't think a lot of people know about it. I don't really see it on a lot of lists.
It's a little off the radar for sure.
It is. And I don't think it should be. I mean, Peter, you know how hard it is to stand out in that town as a freaking place you eat at. I mean, that's like you're with a bunch of 10 supermodels, you know? I mean, like it is hard. Like, what would you like? How do you stand out? I mean, what do you think they're doing right? Because if you're going head to head with all these other top shelf places that I'm throwing out here, I mean, and you realize, OK, we're not going to be, you know, listed on Forbes top 100 restaurants in the world like some of these places down here, so we have to do this, you know.
I think that they're doing a bigger mix of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner being available, and so it's welcoming everybody to come in and sit down whatever mood you're in. It is the staff was very professional. They were on top of their game with everything when we were there, but they not stuffy, you know. This is not going to be a fancy, you can come in. There's no dress code. where you get that with some of the other places. Mm-hmm. And it was just pretty, it was very comfortable. So they were kind of hitting, I think they're trying to hit that. Not when I don't say upper level, I'm talking about price point and everything else. As some of these other restaurants, they're just trying to make sure everything they do is good, because their cocktail menu, well, I didn't have any drinks that day at lunch. I did look through their cocktail menu. These are all very well balanced drinks. These are great cocktails. These are something that they could put up against, I think, anybody and be very happy about it. And to be honest, not every place in New Orleans has great cocktails. The ones that have great cocktails have great cocktails. Other places just stick with what comes out of the tap.
Favorite places is like that. Just pour straight out of the bottle.
Yeah. Well, good thing too about it too is if you're sitting downstairs, no matter what table you're at, you got a good view of the outside because it is so wide open. So if you want to people watch and everything, if you're downstairs and then upstairs, every time we've ever asked, we've been able to sit on the balcony outside. And then that's prime real estate too.
Totally. Yeah. I'm looking at their happy hour menu. I've never been there for that, or if I had, I don't remember. But they have some small bites there, and they all range from like $8 to $9. I mean, you got nachos, tacos, sliders, fried pickles, and then they have a $6 cocktail menu with an old-fashioned, a Moscow Mule, a blackberry margarita, and a Hemingway daiquiri, which $6. Yeah. And wine is also $6. So, and beer $5. So it is a nice place with a reasonable amount of, and happy hour, by the way, is Monday through Friday, 3 to 5:30. And,
the executive chef is not recycling food off of one menu onto another. Each menu is different.
You're right. Yeah. And you would know all about that. We talked about that over at Restaurant Revolution where they have seasonal menus, but, Haley Van Vliet, she is definitely, I'm looking at all their menus here because I like their brunch menu is great. I mean, it's a lot of omelets, chicken and waffles, the eggs ponchatrain, but then they have so many like great sides. I think someone's gotten the bacon before, you got the grits. So you talked about the white cheddar jalapeno grits and the breakfast potatoes and like the Bloody Marys and mimosas. Served until 4 every day, bottomless. So I don't know. It's in the mid-level restaurants in New Orleans as far as like what you're expecting. And I look, as much as I love going to the fancy places, I like when we could just walk into with our, our flip-flops and our t-shirt and hat and like not have to worry about it too. Sometimes when I take, some of our friends are like, gosh, we have to dress up again. And I get it. Like, I like dressing up, Peter, and you're always dressed up, but I like just being a bum too. I do. And you're cool there, Curio.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe in being comfortable. Yeah, you're right. I don't wear flip-flops or shorts. So.
No, you don't. real men and real dons don't wear shorts. That's what they
told me. Never let them see your legs. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about this, Justin? Because I think this is like you said, you stop here at least once, maybe multiple times, and you're there for just 3-4 days.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. That's kind of my first recommendation in old New Orleans, so. I'm glad it didn't disappoint.
No, I thought it was great. I think it's an easy lunch, an easy breakfast.
Yeah.
And, I'd
like to definitely go back for breakfast. I think that this menu, their breakfast brunch, well, their brunch menu, put it up against really anybody as far as the quality. It's not a large one, but it's well balanced. And if it's as close to what they were serving for lunch as far as quality, I would. Things great. One of my standards, especially in any southern restaurant, is their biscuit, so I have to try that to say it. But Justin said their coffee's great, so I mean if they can make a good cup of coffee and a really good biscuit, that's well over 60% of the balance sheet right there for being good.
Pete might be hooked if we get the coffee in him.
Look, I met Peter for coffee one morning. I mean, coffee is very important to Peter, so
yes.
I'm reading about it still. It says there's 150 seats there, two floors. The dining area on the ground floor, upstairs gallery balcony with classic cast iron detailing overlooking Royal Street. And I guess the locally known artist Tony Mose contributes to paintings that line the walls, which if you go in there, they do have cool decor in there. But
yeah,
it's 2017. So, you know, we're coming up on, you know, almost a decade here. And I think for whatever reason, I don't see it listed in it. Like I said, it has some stiff competition, but it's really good. And I don't mind going there at all. Justin, I'll make you happy and go there. We'll go to Napoleon House, go to Curio. Peter, you need to find like a mid-level place we can go to as well.
All right. I'm up for that challenge. Yeah. And I mean, they're 8 years in. So, I mean, they're established. That means they've successfully made it through COVID and seen all sorts of craziness. So I think they're a place to stay. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't continue on doing the good things they're doing. You know, as always, I like to touch on some of the things, the upstairs bathrooms, very nice.
That's important there.
Yes. It is.
For some reason, the only detractor, which I won't end on this, but just say the downstairs bathroom, someone had to explain to several people that the way to open the door was to turn the handle up, not down. So people kept thinking that the bathroom was occupied. It was not.
That was fun to watch. Yeah.
So it seems like a 10-minute maintenance guy job to flip the handle around.
Make right.
Perfect for everybody. But
put a little sign next to it or something.
Yeah.
We're going deep on this one.
The dish guy was coming out to collect some stuff, and he's telling people, "No, they got to turn the handle up, not down." So that was about the only thing I saw. But yeah, very professional staff, very friendly, great food, great service, very comfortable restaurant. Like I said, great for people watching, whether you're inside or up on that balcony. I just can't think of anything to say that would be anything other than a very enjoyable restaurant at a great price point.
Yeah, no, totally. $13 to $26 for lunch, in the 20s for dinner. So it's totally, you know, affordable if you're in the French Quarter for any reason. CurioNola.com is a website, and they're open 9 a.m. every day till about 10 or 11, depending on weekday or weekend. But yeah, really good. I enjoyed it a lot too. It's Justin's place. Peter, we have not talked about your place, which is Ralph's on the Park. We do have to hit that. Now, Justin has not been there, and I've only been there once myself, but it was very good. I didn't see – there's a couple news things I wanted to bring up. Did you see that the Palace Cafe is closing?
I did not.
After 34 years, they said, which this is one of the places on – it's on Canal, and it's a Dickie Brennan restaurant, Peter. So it's after 34 years, it sounded like they were trying to sort of lease to own, or there was some kind of, their lease was a 35-year lease and it was coming up. So they decided to, I guess they got into sort of an argument on like what, I forget what it was. I think the landlord or the business or the building owner wanted them to pay for, you know, upgrades as well as renewing their lease. And I think Palace was like, no, I'm not doing that. So they came to an impasse in Palace Cafe, which has been a big time. My parents told me about that place years ago, and they loved it because they had a white chocolate bread pudding they love there, is now shuttering its doors. Now, I'm wondering if they're putting that out so publicly that maybe they can come back to the negotiation table somehow. But if that does go away, that's a big one on Canal Street over there.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, talking about bathrooms, you just jostled my memory about Fritzl's has updated their bathrooms. And
they have. Wow.
They have put marble, like sort of like faux marble, like type walls all over it. And I mean, gone are the, you know, the walls with the for a good time call this number stuff. There's like no graffiti in there. I guess the graffiti on these new tiles will easily come off. So,
I met a lot of nice people off those phone numbers on the walls.
Yeah, of course. And my wife was scared to death to go into the bathroom because she got locked in there once. And I'm sure they're going to upgrade the locks now. So there goes that entertainment. So, but you know,
it's the most Greek bathroom in all of New Orleans.
It is. Yeah. Well, yeah, it comes by naturally. The Athenian Grill is another place we need to talk about too. Speaking of which, same people own Fritzl's on the Athenian Grill, and we passed that. And who did you or Garrett run over there and look at the menu?
Garrett ran over, ran back across the street and looked at it and said it was a good looking menu.
Yeah, I mean, they say it's the most, the only authentic place in New Orleans that's, and they had like a big time chef they brought overseas. So I don't know. We're going to have to check that out at some point. But
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Curio, you should check it out. Justin, you know, you've actually
knocked one out of the park.
Made
boys.
Us learn something about New Orleans. So. Maybe next time you can actually accompany us on a guy's trip.
Hey, let's not get crazy.
Yeah. You know, he Peter, I don't know if you know this. Justin doesn't like to go on trips with guys. So that's been a like a that's gone like on a decade on that, right, Justin? Right.
Yeah, right, yeah, probably so.
Right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
but anyway.
It's next really easy. I go to bed by 10. Garrett doesn't get up till 10 in the morning. You know, you can make your own time of day, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, see, everyone's high on their principles here. You know, Peter will say it's 10:30. I'm going to bed. Bye. And even though the catcalls and the horrible like slurs that are thrown his way, he still goes to bed. He doesn't care. It just bounces right off him.
Be your and own then, man.
Yeah, and then Garrett, he sleeps till noon. You know, so he misses the first half of the day anyway. But you know, it's sort of, it's the yin and the yang of the whole thing. They're both cops. They both understand, you know, they both have different schedules. I get it.
Yep.
And then me, I just hang out with my friend Errol all day. So, but anyway, what's next, Peter? What are we going to talk about? Should we talk about Tableau? Should we talk about, the historic collection? Gosh, I still want to do Ralph's on the Park.
Maybe the historic collection. I'm not ready to talk about Tableau yet.
You need a little time.
You want to build up to it?
Yeah, that's a bigger conversation.
Well, it's not. Let's start a little thing here. Some of the Brennan's restaurants have been a little underwhelming, and like, and the Brennan family overall has an awesome track record, in my opinion, of these restaurants around town. But we've had over the last half a decade a couple negative things. I'll tell you one, Brennan's itself, just regular Brennan's, I've had a couple bad times. Redfish Grill, I've had multiple sort of not the best things there. And Tableau was, even though I liked my dish, was underwhelming for others. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're trying not. Look, I don't want to be negative, but you're grading on a curve here. You know, if you're looking for people to come spend $100 to $200 a head, you got some big competition down there. And it's like, if you falter a little bit, it's noticeable.
Yeah. So, you gotta bring the goods if you're paying the money, man.
You are, because I mean, you know, even though all of us have expendable income to do that kind of stuff, it's still something that we don't have expendable enough to like just let it just fall away and not have any opinions about what we went through. So anyway,
it has to be worth the value.
Yeah.
Did we address that Garrett did agree that the muffuletta at Napoleon's House, which is served warm, is delicious?
It's much better. Well, I didn't see him running into Central Grocery, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he acknowledged that it was delicious. So
if you look, Central Grocery, supposedly the beginning of the muffuletta, that's fine. But you know, if I want a cold deli sandwich, I'll go in there. But everybody likes it warm, so yes, he did acknowledge that. I don't know if he would admit to that, but he did. I don't know how many drinks he was in, a couple Errol Knob Creeks in, but you know, I think he did admit to that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what you missed out on, Justin?
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. But anyway, so we're going to hit some, I don't know. Gosh, man. We'll talk about, it's not going to be Tableau, apparently. Let's talk about the historic collection, maybe some museums in general. Let's talk about that because, Peter, you've gone to some of those. I don't know. Did you go to anything? Have you gone to the World War II, yes. Justin?
I have not, no.
Gosh, that's like I have not either. And I mean, I've gone to the aquarium, the insectarium. I've gone to a lot of stuff down there, but I just go down for like, as we all do, we go down for like little tiny short visits. So it feels like, much like the World War I in Kansas City, you need like multiple days to really take it all in, I feel. but Peter has done that. And we can talk about that. And the historic collection is another one that's right in the middle of the French Quarter that is free. And it's a pretty cool overview of New Orleans. So
yeah,
we can talk about that. Well, anyway, thank you guys. Thanks, guys, for joining us. And check us out at NOLAOutsider.com. And leave us a 5-star review if you can on any place that you listen to podcasts. I am Chris for Justin and Peter. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the NOLA Outsider podcast. We'd love to hear about your experiences in the greatest city in the world. Email us at outsidernola@gmail.com. Also, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/NOLAOutsider or visit NOLAOutsider.com. See you next time on NOLA Outsider.